It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Paris Hilton has broken up with her fiancé, Chris Zilka. Sources say that Paris called things off with Chris several weeks ago. They got engaged at the beginning of the year during a trip to Aspen after dating for about a year. Paris apparently realized that Chris just wasn't the one. They weren't meant for each other. She addressed her split with Chris on social media, posting a photo of herself dressed as Marilyn Monroe and wrote her favorite Marilyn Monroe quote. So, poor Paris. I do feel bad for her.
Well,
she's getting a little old for trying to get married and have kids now, and it's just going to get harder for her.
But good for her, though. You don't want to be in a marriage that you don't even want to be in. I mean, it sucks to have to call it off, but you don't want to be married to somebody you don't really love.
Rapper Tekashi 6ix9ine is recently... potentially going to jail for life. So this dude fired his manager and two other former associates. They're all in federal custody after getting busted on racketeering charges. The investigation was a joint effort by ATF, NYPD, and Homeland Security. Tekashi has been denied bail for now and will remain in custody pending trial. His attorney proposed that he be released if he paid the court $750,000, surrendered his passport, and remain on house arrest, suggesting that he wouldn't be a flight risk under those terms, but that request was shot down. Tekashi is facing 6 counts, the most serious of which is discharging a firearm while committing a crime. That count carries a possible life sentence and a mandatory minimum of 25 years in prison.
But we need good music. He can't be locked up.
I hate this garbage person.
Free 69.
I hate these garbage
Free
mumble
69.
Rappers. Like, they're just terrible, terrible.
Hater alert.
This new brand of rap isn't even rap. Actress Amber Tamblyn says that she considered giving her unborn baby girl away to Canadians following the election of Donald Trump. Man, she sounds like a great mom, doesn't she? She told attendees at Vultures Fest Feminist AF panel in Los Angeles Sunday, "A dark realization swallowed me and I was going to bring a baby into this world. And not just any baby, a girl." She recalled imagining, "Maybe I should give my baby away to a random family of Canadians or Swedes." I can't. I don't have enough time talk about how insane that is.
Well, I mean, like, let's think. What does Canada have? Canada has Tim Hortons. It's got
We
hockey.
Have Tim Hortons
yeah,
now
I know,
in America.
But I feel like the Tim Hortons in Canada are really authentic. You know what I mean? Like, the Timbits are a little bit better.
Alex Rodriguez talked about the challenges of buying J-Lo a Christmas gift.
You know, it has to be something creative. I can't just go out and buy something and... something expensive. To me, something that's handwritten, maybe it's a photo. I don't want to give any secrets away for this holiday, but it's something that is heartfelt, something that resembles like a memory that we've had together that involves our children, that involves our home, because ultimately that's what it's all about.
What do you get J-Lo or any other rich person for their holidays? Like, because they can buy whatever they want, right?
And that's what he was just saying, that it's got to be something like about a memory and heartfelt, probably homemade.
Good luck with that.